The city of Akron is looking to boost the number of people living downtown. Could that mean adding thousands of cars or adding thousands of people who decide they don't need a car? WKSU's Kabir Bhatia has more on how transportation could be changing in the Rubber City.
It will take me 7 minutes to get to my house.
So 5 minutes to drive?
Yeah, probably 5 minutes from here to Mustard Seed.
Susie Graham is moving downtown, and she's excited about having a shorter commute. The president of the Downtown Akron Partnership has seen demand for downtown living rise in the past few years, and she says the key is to grow the population in tandem with business.
The ideal downtown environment has equal pillars of living, working, and playing. We were historically only a work pillar. Our play pillar has grown significantly. Now the live pillar is starting to grow as well. The idea is to keep them in balance and make sure that we grow responsibly so that if there are impacts to any of those pillars, it does not impact the overall economy in a significant way.
Akron Mayor Dan Horrigan has said he wants to increase downtown residency from about 3,600 people to at least 10,000. Companies like Testa Builders are already preparing for the increase with projects like the renovation of the Akron City Center Hotel into apartments, which will increase the city's housing units by 10%. Downtown apartments have an 83% occupancy rate right now. Not bad, but well below the 96% or so in downtown Cleveland. Cassie LaRosa is in her 30s and is a leasing agent at Testa, and she's also lived in the Northside Loft for about a year. While she's not car-free, she does walk and bike around town a lot. And she has a suggestion.
Make it feel like it's more walkable for the residents. I don't think that it's a traditional lifestyle in downtown Akron. Brightening up the sidewalks, providing some lights after hours, just making it feel safe and bright and inviting would definitely help residents get out and walk as opposed to driving into the city and then parking right outside of their establishment of choice.
LaRosa still needs a car to drive to work. She is what Jason Segedy, Akron's planning director, calls car light.
Like, to be truly car free in a city like Akron, it's pretty difficult because you're always going to have that trip you want to see your friend in the suburbs. And so how do you get there? And then eventually, I think most people make the calculation, look, I need a car for some things. And then once they have the car, they're like, why would I not use that car when I already have it?
One thing downtown Akron dwellers usually need a car for is grocery shopping. But that could be changing soon. A small market is slated to open in Northside Lofts, and a supermarket was recently announced as part of the Bowery Project near the Akron Civic Theater. Segedy also points out there are two supermarkets minutes from downtown. And that's whether you're driving your own vehicle or using a ride-sharing service like Uber. There are also Metro RTA stops at both places. The Public Transit Agency has routes all over the city and even up to Cleveland. That's how 35-year-old Thomas Scala gets to work from his apartment near downtown Akron.
There are like three times I can pick up the bus. I take an hour up north. There are three times I could take the bus up south, and that's about it.
And if you miss one of those, you're out of luck for the day.
That happened Wednesday that I missed one.
So what'd you do?
I had to stay at home.
Scala is not thrilled with public transit. A Northeast Ohio native, his last car was stolen when he lived in Arizona, just as he was about to move back here, and he's never bothered replacing it.
You know, I like bicycles because they give me a sense of me being in control, whereas buses don't do that. They've opened up a lot of bicycle parks downtown. I hope that's some indication of the future. Jason Segedy is a great idealist for the future of this place, so I'm looking forward to what he wants to do.
The city's planning director is a cyclist as well and says the towpath trail is another option for people who want to live car light.
We have, honestly, a world-class facility in the towpath. Our next step is kind of how do we connect east and west to that towpath. And so we are working on developing some new trails in Akron, like the Rubber City Heritage Trail, which will connect Ellet to Kenmore and connect the towpath. We have the Freedom Trail connecting Kent and Akron. And then the city's working hard to do a lot of work for how do we improve like our on-street bicycling experience.
Segedy says that includes adding more bike lanes and tearing out the Innerbelt Highway downtown to create walkable and bikeable green space, all to help people become car light if they decide to live near their jobs at, for example, one of the many hospitals, law firms, or smaller employers downtown. The Innerbelt Project got underway in February. And city officials say they're working on plans for the space before ripping out the old concrete. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia.